Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star. Every Tuesday on the Nerds Review Network. Grab a taco, take a seat, pop a burrito, it's gonna get deep.
Welcome to Taco Tuesday. Welcome to Taco Tuesday.
You wait all week to get your tacos on Tuesday.
Taco Hopefully Tuesday. You're settled in. Mm-hmm. You got your tacos. Your drinks. Uh-huh. I hope you're buckled in for the ride we have for you today.
It's going to get wild. It's
going to
get real wild. Real wild. Hey, so we're talking about, Chuck and I, we're talking about weight loss, right? And we're talking about fucking the gym and shit like that. And, you know, fucking...
Speaking of weight loss, yeah. You know, we were talking about that drug Ozempic earlier.
Ozempic.
I don't know if you heard. I don't know if it's hit the news. I doubt it will hit the news. Some lady using Ozempic has been blessed with forever having diarrhea as a side effect of it.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah. That's, something fucked up in her intestines with it, and she is currently cursed with diarrhea for the rest of her life.
Oh, wow. What a side effect.
I mean, I don't know.
Because you know how like, when you see those commercials, Ozempic will do this. And then at the end, it goes, side effects include heart disease, cancer, blah, 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 blah.
Like, diarrhea for life.
Diarrhea for life. Like, oh, fuck no. But I'm joining the gym today. right away.
I don't have any background information on the lady herself. Like if she was like diabetic and needed to lose weight, or if she was just like some, you know, some fat broad that was like, Ozempic's the way out. And I would imagine, I have a feeling she didn't use it the right way if she got diarrhea for life. She's just in there just injecting herself. Oh, I'm going to lose more weight. Fucking tallying it up.
Well, you know how you like supposed to only like do it once a week?
No. Well, it depends. Depends. So I'm on a medication similar to that, and I do it every day.
So yours is daily.
I juice it up every day.
Oh, okay.
Bitch.
So it's not once a week. Okay.
Mine. It's all different dosages for different people, I guess.
Got it. Yeah. Actually, the Ozempic side effects are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, and constipation.
Yep. So, that's about right for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But it doesn't say anything about diarrhea for life, though. that's not on there.
That is crazy, though.
Wow. I recently heard that, and it was on. I couldn't tell you how real it is because it was just on an Instagram reel. But a guy was just like, "Yeah, I don't know about you. I don't like medicines in general, but let's go ahead and talk about Ozempic and how a woman is blessed with or cursed with diarrhea for life." I was fucking dead.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because that's a horrible side effect. They said, and my doctor said, look, man, you could take this, you could be super skinny in like a year, but you're gonna get diarrhea for life or cancer in the next in 5 years from now. Like, oh, fucking my chances. Okay, I'll take the cancer chance. I don't want the diarrhea.
I just Googled it right now, and it's actually posted by the New York Post. Ozempic user will suffer from diarrhea for the rest of her life after sustaining a serious bowel injury, allegedly brought on by injections of the wildly popular weight loss drug.
That is crazy. And she's only 23 years old, which is nuts, dude. Imagine that shit. 23 years old, you have to fucking take massive shits for life. She'll be skinny forever, though.
I mean, when you think about it that way, she's got permanent Ozempic.
She does now. She can start taking it
all out.
Yeah. She can start. Yeah.
Like, something tells me that she wasn't taking it right.
I'm assuming that every shit she takes is going to just clear her out. That's it. So
every shit you take.
It says here, the woman accuses the maker of failing to adequately warn about the risk of diarrhea associated with the drug.
As when you Google it, you Google Ozempic and it says, does diarrhea from Ozempic go away? That's one of the questions when you Google Ozempic.
What does it say?
In clinical studies, about 8% of people experienced diarrhea while taking Ozempic. Diarrhea usually went away on its own within a week. If you're experiencing diarrhea while taking Ozempic, avoid high fat foods, sugary beverages, and caffeine, which can worsen your symptoms.
So bitch, drink water.
I picture this chick doubling, tripling her dosages, still drinking Coca-Colas and going to In-N-Out Burger. Yeah. And guess what? Her
fucking bowels exploded.
Because it does say here, it does say she only injects it once a week, like you're supposed to. And she got like crazy stomach pains and all, like super, like basically she got every side effect. But now she can't stop. Every time she poops, it's diarrhea.
I mean, and, it specifically states on there, if you do have any type of side effects for longer than XYZ, please stop and consult with your doctor. Do you think she did that?
No.
I need to lose this weight for the summertime.
But don't you feel like if you have diarrhea for life, is that a bad thing?
I mean, technically, I have diarrhea for life. Ever since I got my gallbladder removed, like every time I eat, I shit my brains out. So
that's what I'm saying. Like maybe it's uncontrollable. She has.
If it's uncontrollable diarrhea, I would be pretty upset.
Then I get a fucking lawyer for sure. And then he's like, "Can you prove it?"
Probably not.
It's all over his office. Just
You mean the shitting part?
Yeah, the shitting part. Can you prove it? Like, yeah.
She's like, I've pooped 3 times in this conversation.
Yeah. You wanna have been shitting this entire time. This whole
fucking time. I've been shitting my brains out.
Now, I wonder if she can even hold food at all then. That's another thing.
I don't know. I mean, the story will unravel. We'll you want to follow it? Listeners, will put a pin in it.
We're going to have to follow the poop. Follow the poop trail.
Imagine her dates now from now on. She's sitting there eating.
Yeah.
Did you fart? No.
I pooped. It wasn't farting.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, no. That wasn't a fart. I fucking shit my pants.
I just shat, my friends.
It's just done. And then as she stares at you straight in your eyes to make fucking contact, just doesn't lose eye contact.
Her eyes go from blue to brown.
In my pants. Right now. Are you leaving or are you staying?
You know what the sad part is? She's going to lose all this weight. She's probably going to look super hot. And the guy she dates, he's going to be like, "Hey, let's go to the bedroom." She's like, "Oh, I'm going to tell you something. I have diarrhea at all times.
Shit on my chest, baby."
I'm telling you right now, most guys are like, "I don't give a fuck.
Just don't get that shit on me."
Don't get that shit on me.
If you need to take a break, you take a break. Just don't get that shit on me.
Yo, like I'm gonna put a bucket behind underneath.
Oh my god, you got a bedpan? Yeah, you're at her place. Oh, I got a bedpan. Don't even worry about it. Bet, bitch. Bedside commode. Bet.
So watch when you take shit to lose weight, or else you're gonna be stuck with
off
shit.
While she's shitting in the commode.
Fuck. I don't know. You know, I don't. That's gonna ruin her life. Now that
drugs are bad. Okay.
Drugs are bad. No matter who give them to you, buy a drug. Fuck it. Hey, that's her problem.
What are you thinking? Right. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Cancer or diarrhea for life? I take that back. Would you roll the dice on cancer and still being able to get treatment for it, or diarrhea for life?
I'll take the cancer. Yeah.
You'll take the cancer over explosive diarrhea for life?
Because it'll still help me lose weight.
well then.
I mean, the cancer will make me lose weight. So
I mean, it's true if that's your end goal. So you're saying you would willingly accept cancer as a weight loss drug?
I'll accept it as a weight loss.
Give me the cancer. Give it to me.
It can go into remission. My diarrhea doesn't sound like it's going to go into remission.
It does not sound like that article we just read.
Sounds like it's going to just keep on coming.
She better load up on, what's that? What makes you constipated? She better load up on nuts.
Oh, fuck yeah. She better, man, yeah. No, she better start eating
that
like.
That Planters mixed nut can, whatever the fuck it is.
Buy a real nice butt plug.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, you know when you change your oil?
That's what I just pictured. Just don't pop that shit. Just don't pull it out.
It just builds up. That way when she goes to the restroom, it's easy. She just has to uncork it and just, yeah. Wow.
You hear that shit pop like a bottle of champagne and hit the ceiling?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, it will. Oh, can you imagine? Yeah. She's like out at a party. Fuck. It just shoots through her pants.
Hey, New Year's Eve. Don't worry about popping that. Just pop me. Wow.
I mean, she can't go into swimming pools. She can't. I mean, there's so many.
I mean, she can. There's plenty of people to go to swimming pools with diarrhea.
Yeah, it's true. I've seen a video on that before.
It specifically says, don't come in this motherfucker with diarrhea. People still do it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because like you take it for medical reasons. Some people are taking it for weight loss reasons. And then
specifically just for weight loss.
I get, like you said, I think she probably like once, I don't think she once used a it week. Right. She did it like two or three times because she's just, she's one of the people that think, oh, the more I take, the more I'll lose weight right away.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I have a feeling that's what happened, and I have a feeling that she used that and didn't change, you know, on top of that, her dietary lifestyle. So no, if she was a big girl or if she wasn't a big girl and still drinking Coca-Cola and having In-N-Out every day and tripling up on your Ozempic, that's not how this works.
Yo, she's only 23 years old, bro. You know she's probably massive, and then, you know, like, yo, younger people these days, bro, they need to slow the fuck down. Slow the fuck down.
Well, she's not going to be slowing her butt cheeks down anytime soon.
No, no time soon. No time soon at all. That's too bad for her. She's going to poop everywhere.
And if somehow you find this podcast, feel free to hit us up. You could be a guest. We want you to share your explosive diarrhea story with us.
We do want to hear about what went wrong.
What led up to this?
Yeah.
Why are we here now? Why are we here?
Why are we here? Why is it that you find yourself needing to a magic drug?
And feel free to tune in or to call in from the toilet so you don't have to be uncomfortable. So you can just shit while you're talking with us.
Just and it's all over too. Like if you look it up, it's all over. I mean, this story is like you see it everywhere. It's she literally has a life-threatening bowel injury now.
Woman suffers fatal Ozempic nightmare.
Crazy. I guess, you know what? I guess she had type 2 diabetes. And,
oh, shit. Never mind then. I feel bad.
But she also took it for weight loss purposes. So Sharon, it gives a name here. People that have used Ozempic and lost weight. Sharon Osbourne, she lost a fucking ton of weight. Jessica Simpson, yeah, she's fucking super skinny now. It says here Kelly Clarkson that she got back to her fucking looking. She looked like she's from the first year of American Idol.
She looks like she's definitely from the South.
Oh no, yeah, she lost so much weight. It's honey, crazy.
Pass me them greens. Yeah.
And this person is from Mississippi. Her name is Robin Kelly, and she sounds fake. Yeah,
she's an implant. It's not real.
She basically got It says here she actually started taking the drug in 2002 of September, and she said the worst thing I ever did because it caused me to lose my job. I was so sick I could not go to work.
Why keep taking it?
Yeah, she says.
Why keep taking it?
That she would try to go to work, and then she'd just find herself in the bathroom.
Why keep taking it? Why I keep fucking taking it. This sounds like you're stupid.
And then she said she would just shit herself out of nowhere, like not knowing that it's coming.
Why? Why are you doing this to yourself? See.
And still, till this day.
You do not need Ozempic to keep you alive. Why?
She's trying to say the packaging doesn't say that. But I'm like, yeah, it does say. It does say that diarrhea is a side effect. Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy. But she did supposedly have to take it for diabetes.
You don't need to take it for diabetes.
Yeah. Even
it'll help with diabetes and also weight loss, but it is not a drug that you need to be alive.
No.
So the fact that she continued to take it and suffer and complain about it instead of going, Hey, Mr. Doctor, I'm shitting my brains out. I lost my job. Can you give me some other type of drug? No. I'm pretty sure the doctor wasn't like, no, bitch, Ozempic or you die.
Oh, it's crazy. No, it's Sharon Osbourne took it. She weighed 220 pounds. She took it. She now weighs 110 pounds. And she said it's the worst thing she ever did in her life.
Really?
Because she said that now her skin sags. She said her.
Okay. That's what comes with the territory, sweetie.
Yeah, she said that her boobs sag like she's 90 years old.
Comes with the territory.
And I'm like, first of all, you didn't need to lose half your body weight. You could have just lost like 40 pounds and would have been just fine.
And she just kept going. And then this is the other thing, too.
She said she was like a drug addict on it. That's what she said.
Kept fucking going. This is the other thing, too, is they let you know that if you are being successful with these type of medications, because it's not just for you to lose weight. So if you're an overweight person, and they give this to you, they're not like, hey, you don't have to change anything in your life. Just take this and you'll lose weight. No, they tell you, this will help you. You need to change your lifestyle. You need to incorporate exercise. You need to change the way you eat. If Sharon would have exercised or went to the gym, she wouldn't be saggy in the increments of the losing of the weight. You go in there to tone up, fit up. if you drop too much weight too fat, then you become saggy and you can get a medical procedure like a nip tuck or whatever, and they get that taken care of for you.
Yep.
These are all things that you could literally prevent from happening, including explosive diarrhea, lady.
It's crazy. It's just, it really is crazy, man. Oh, well. Some people will never learn. They'll never learn. But some people want to do anything to be skinny. Doesn't matter what it is.
At least Sharon's not shitting in her flaps.
She is not shitting. She's actually off the drug now. And but she's still so, she looks like a fucking skeleton. It's I don't know if people want to look like that. I don't get it. Like, oh, well, fuck it. She's old.
I mean, she could have just did heroin. That would have did the same thing.
Yeah, and you know Ozzy has it. You know, Ozzy has some type of drug that's going to make her lose weight, cocaine or some shit.
Sharon. Sharon, why you pay for Ozempic, Sharon?
Yeah, I like your impression of Ozzy.
Lots of heroin, Sharon.
Oh, just keep going.
Lots of heroin.
Hey, Ozzy, what's your taco of the day?
It's going to be a bat taco. With bat blood.
Is that bat from Wuhan?
Don't do it. Yes, imported bat from Wuhan, China.
It's a Wuhan taco. Wow. A
Wuhan bat head taco smothered in blood.
Wow. There you go. Whoa. The good old Aussie taco. Yes, yes. Good old pig taco. So, all right. Well, there you go. That's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Taco Tuesday. Hopefully, you got your fit. This is a medical episode.
Yeah. For your medical needs.
For your medical needs. So, everybody out there trying to lose weight,
stay away from Ozempic.
And good luck.
Or use it as directed.
Yeah, use it as directed. Stick it in your eye, bitch. All right, we're out of here. Fuck it. See you later.
Peace.
Thanks for stopping by and tacoing about it. Don't forget, new shows every Tuesday. Tell your friends, like, subscribe.